Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
A Wicklow man is facing possible jail time in Dubai after being accused of sending threatening emojis to a Belgian man who he says took his possessions without permission. Stuart Quinney, who's from Lara, travelled to Dubai in September and is currently staying with a friend while subject to a travel ban. Well, for more on this, I'm joined by Radha Sterling from the organisation Detained in Dubai. Good morning, Radha.
Good morning.
So you've been supporting Stuart through this. So can you bring us some more details around what has happened, what has led to this point?
Well, actually, I just got word from him that he had a meeting with the prosecutor who told him that he could actually face prison over this. He didn't say how long that would be, but under the cybercrime laws, it could be 2 years. There's no court date yet, but he's been told he's going to go in front of a judge. And essentially, this is over emojis. He was shown the screenshot by the prosecutor of what the issue was, and it was these emojis. He explained, Stuart explained to the prosecutor today that his, you know, it was a very personal issue. His heirlooms from his late grandmother had been taken by the man, and he'd been trying to get them back through legal letters for the past 2 years. And one night when his other grandmother received some bad news about her health, he began drinking with a friend. And in that drunken state, he sent those emojis and basically really regrets it and has apologised to him, apologised to the prosecutor as well.
So the emojis in question, I mean, I'm just looking at the ninja emoji on my phone at the moment. It's a character wearing a balaclava and dressed in dark clothes. So he sent that one. And then the other one was a drop of blood.
That's right, yes. And, I don't think they would take it seriously, except that the person who reported it, who clearly doesn't feel that his life is at risk or anything like that, but it's a way for him not to be able to return the goods that Stuart's wanted. Mm-hmm. And it's certainly a way to put him in the right and to prevent Stuart from taking any legal actions against him.
Yeah, well, I suppose we can't really say that that person didn't feel threatened. They may have done, and that would be a question for them to answer. But the material fact is that he did report these emojis to the authorities in Dubai, and Stuart is now in this extremely difficult situation.
And this is an ongoing issue, and we've had, you know, a lot of Irish cases, including that of Craig Ballantyne, who was arrested recently over a negative Google review. And I think a lot of these arrests could be prevented if people checked their police status before travelling. But once they arrive, like we're seeing with Stuart, you can be caught up in the legal system for months. He's already been there 3 months and could face another 3, 4, 5, 6 months just waiting for the outcome of the court's decision.
Now, sometimes we know when there is publicity around a case like this, often when we hear from yourselves in Detained in Dubai, the attitude of the authorities change. But you're saying that as of this morning, Stuart is facing jail time.
Quite potentially. That's what the prosecutor has said, that he could very well be facing jail time, and that he hopes this is a wake-up call to him. And all Stuart can do at this point is be very apologetic. And his lawyer is going to be meeting with the prosecutor a little later today as well. So we can only hope that Dubai can, towards the end of the year, as we're approaching Christmas, look at a lot of these tourist cases and understand which ones are actually serious crimes and which ones should just be levied with a fine and a deportation potentially and a permanent ban to the country, which would be much better in the long term for the UAE.
Has he been given any indication around how long the whole process might take?
No indication at all. There's been no dates given. And in my experience on cases like this, they can take 4 to 6 months just to get a judgment from a court.
And he is staying with a friend now, is he?
Fortunately, he's lucky to be staying with a friend, and several other people are, you know, forced to incur very large Airbnb and hotel bills while awaiting trial. And the sad part is they mostly lose their jobs back home. So it can be very, very financially trying for the families.
And Stuart was there initially for work, is that right?
No, he was accompanying a friend. A friend had moved over to Dubai and asked him to come and help set up his house. So he went there just as a winter break from Ireland.
And this happened in that period?
It happened in 2022, and then he just went over recently again to visit a friend, just for a short break.
Right, and that's when, was he arrested on arrival, or how did it play out?
He was arrested at the airport. He was shocked and disturbed. He was taken over to Al Bashir police station, which has, you know, got quite a history of human rights violations. It's not a pleasant experience, let's say. He's under a lot of pressure right now. And obviously, I'm trying to keep him as positive as possible and hoping for the best outcome. But he's under incredible stress.
Once again, Radha, I mean, we've spoken before, and you always say that these cases do serve as a reminder, don't they, to people who are travelling to the UAE to be really mindful of the laws there.
Yes, certainly. And I think Irish citizens in particular need to remember that even if they make a social media post from Ireland before they travel, or they text someone, SMS, WhatsApp, someone from Ireland, they can still be charged on arrival in Dubai. So that's very important to keep in mind. The crime, or the alleged crime, doesn't have to happen in the UAE.
Radha, thank you very much, and we'll keep in touch with you on Stuart's case. That's Radha Sterling, who is the founder of Detained in Dubai.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.